This is The Test, a Captain America, Iron Man, Marvel Cinematic Universe fanfic written by Zarabithia and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, takes place post-Captain America the Winter Soldier, with additional tags for implied Pepper Potts, Tony Stark. This story is rated PG-13. Maria has had plenty of experience with the Avengers as a unit. She and Fury have pored over reports, and Maria has both expressed her concerns over these people being their first line of defense against anything that matters, and bit back angry retorts about these people that would serve no real purpose to express. Anger, like any other emotion, is a weapon. And Maria understands when to wield it just as well as she knows how to wield her sidearm. Still, while the Avengers as a unit have fallen under her jurisdiction, the inner workings of Stark Industries had been missions for Coulson and Romanoff. Maria's read the initial report that Romanoff made, and having met Stark and seen his teamwork efforts, Maria does not disagree with Romanoff's assessment. And Maria has listened to Coulson complain. She's also listened to Coulson describe the friendship that had begun to blossom with Pepper Potts. The reports have made Maria respect the woman that Pepper Potts seems to be. The media, not surprisingly, portrays her often as a woman who got her job by finding her way into Stark's bed. Of course, anyone watching Potts being interviewed could see otherwise. But be it The Daily Show or Fox News, people seem determined to make Potts' entire existence about Tony Stark. Maria does not call Pepper Potts a friend the way that Coulson does, but Maria's career has been long and successful enough that she has heard similar things said about herself and Director Fury. That Pepper Potts has not committed homicide against at least one member of the media is impressive. But despite knowing that Pepper Potts is a competent leader, Maria does not expect that Potts will be present during her lie detector test. Company policy, Potts tells her. The CEO is present during the lie detector tests of all new potential employees? Maria asks doubtfully. Stark Industries employs more people than a small country. Potts couldn't do the job of their human resources department and lead the company to continued success. Only the ones coming to us from S.H.I.E.L.D., Potts says with a grin. Hill wonders whose idea that had been. Stark's or Potts? But she doesn't ask. She sits back and answers questions. Many of them are expected and probe into her thoughts about teamwork, workplace disagreements, and workplace loyalty. Others are less expected and probe into her experiences with tolerance and the appropriate uses of Stark technology. Of the last, Maria says, I think it's clear that former employees of S.H.I.E.L.D. aren't the first people you should ask about weapons. And Potts uncrosses her legs to stand up and offer Maria her hand. Congratulations, Potts says. You passed the test. Welcome to Stark Industries. It isn't at all what Hill expected to be doing with her life, but it's a good job. It will pay her bills, and she will still get to use her skill set for it. Thank you, she says. I'd like to begin today, if you don't mind. At Potts' look, she explains, a lot of work goes into shaping up a department when you take it over. The sooner I start, the sooner I can get it into shape. Potts grins, and it seems a little less guarded than before. Oh, this one trusts, which is always heartbreaking, and is absolutely the reason she's a perfect balance to all of Stark's issues. Direct and to the point. Phil, Phil mentioned that about you. Phil. Phil was a good man, Maria says, because that's what she has been saying to many people about Phil Coulson since his death. Yes, Potts agrees softly. There's a hint of hurt still lingering along the edges there. 3 days ago, when S.H.I.E.L.D. had still existed, Maria would have felt obligated to brush aside her current discomfort. 3 days ago, when S.H.I.E.L.D. had existed, protecting Phil's secret had seemed so important. But 3 days ago, Maria had a different allegiance. The crisis of her conscience is one that Maria considers on the way to her new office. She carefully shuts the door behind them and says, "There's something you should know." The end.